Let me say, as a before we proceed to the meeting, you, Connolly, and Earl and I meet tomorrow. What's that about?
I understand that's the budget.
That's the budget. And it says Earl and Connolly. We've got to have a meeting tomorrow sometime about, well, I guess what it is. You have any schedule tomorrow?
We have enough that I know of. We had a meeting yesterday afternoon.
I know. I think we need one more. Now that I can, we still be in, I'm gonna have to start on Sunday for the most, we still be in, but you've got to, you've got to, I think that you, Kissinger, Connolly, and I, and her, still count for us. I'm gonna say Burns.
I probably embarrassed him to ensure that he is in line on the program.
Secretary Connolly. CA, are you on the advisory?
Well, I have talked with John about it a couple of times. Also touched base with Earl. I called Milton Friedman. Just talked about you, how you would just like nothing better than having him in the administration.
He's good.
And he was very pleased, very glad. And he said, well, it just wouldn't be helpful. I can be more helpful to the person outside the administration than inside. He said, believe me,
he was probably pleased. I said, I don't want to care. He's the kind of guy that he's pleased about the meeting.
Yeah, it didn't come up, but I
know that he was a violent.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm John. Let me send that to be sure that I know. We meet tomorrow at 10, I understand, with Schultz and Ehrlichman, that's on budget tax. And then at 11:30, it says here that you and Burns might meet. Now, the only thing I was wondering about is whether or not you and I and Kissinger and Schultz ought to sit down and get our ducks in a row before we talk to Burns. Remember, you said today that you thought the whole group ought to meet with Burns or something. And I guess not that good now. So I can clear it earlier morning thing for you, like 9 o'clock thing, for our district. Well, you tell me what you think is the best plan, because the one thing I'm concerned about, John, I think it's very important that we get Burns lined up so that he doesn't go over there and try to call the signals. Don't you agree? He's got to support whatever you do, you see. All right. With Burns? Good. Happy? Yeah. All right, good. He got that solid. All right. But then at the 4:30 meeting, we can have our ducks in a row, and I ought to lay it out there. Fine. And I should tell him at 11:30 that I'm going to think about this thing, that we ought to get together at 4:30. And I did. All right, I'll see you at the other year tomorrow. And shall I see that he's told you that he wants to come back at 4:30 so that he could teach the time? Or do you want to tell him? Better have done from here. All right, fine. Okay, I'll do that. Thank you. It's all set. He's going to see he burns in the morning. And Mike, he could talk to him on his own. I'm not going to pay him on his own. I also... And he's starting to figure it out the other thing. I'm seeing what his ideas are. And then he wants the birds as fast as he can. Birds will come and we'll see them up there. After I hear Burns' viewpoints, what ought to be done? So I want to think about this, and I want to talk to George. I want to talk to Henry. I'll tell her that. And I'd like for all of you to come back and speak at 4:30 and get a common ground. Well, we got to get hard to the line in a subtle way, and I guess that's the best way to do it. That's his plan, so I said,
Well, did he tell you what we... Three, yes. Oh, as of last night. Are you referring to that? Or?
Yes. He went down that road. That's where we are at this point. I told him the main purpose was we have to keep the road. We've got to keep all this open because I have these meetings coming up. We're trying to share this. I want to have that as a partial part of the discussion.
Well, we can be played in a variety of ways there, but I should think we did.
We don't want to settle with it. We think we can. Yeah, I don't want to think so. And I don't want to. One of the things, for example, is whether or not we think that we make an offer. Maybe we should. So let's be sure of that. Not comment. Volker might make one or throw books on me out. They'd rather come with an offer. They can think about all that. And mind you, well, I just don't know about the tactics he's got to perhaps a second. But in the meantime, after I get through the burns,
we could, I think we could settle a surcharge around here pretty well myself. I think we could settle a surcharge around of this.
Yeah, the difficulty is, Conway doesn't, and he's right, know he's in. But first of all, we know. I learned enough about it to know that what is the most important thing for us is to get them realigned. And it's worth getting rid of the surcharge in order to get them realigned. We know that. Conway, however, knows it politically. We've got to have a couple of goodies in there. Not an agreement, but at least a process we've done and a commitment on the trade side.
I agree with that.
I think we have to have that because that politically means more than that, particularly on the agriculture side where it would be sexy. So, my view is to make that kind of deal. Now, the real outstanding question, you know, is what, if any, part does the whole play in this damn thing? And that depends on what we have to do to get the French agreed on to that.
The, that is, that's easy and very difficult at the same time.
Well, we usually got the French, that's like all the thing to put in your pocket.
That's right.
Now, I don't want to go back into the speech. But let me, what do you come down with? What do you want?
I think it's what everybody thinks.
What do you want to do?
Conway thinks so. I asked Milton what he thought, and he thinks it's first class. Would be good.
How about a good third man? Who do you got?
Well, I thought that rather than try to establish a name now, if you agree on Stein, then we should work with Stein to develop a recommendation for you, because since you would be a member of Stein's council, Stein would want to have an input.
Could you suddenly tell Stein that he should not be Jewish?
Yeah.
I
can handle that.
You've got him very kind.
I can just work with him on that.
You could say, terror, we just don't want to. Just say, look, we did it there. That's basically, I don't give a damn if he's a Jew or a Mongoloid, but he's smart. But it isn't good that they're already, you know, getting us around with Jewish, Kissinger, Stein, and so forth. Like you guys say, there are a lot of times if there is a smart hand, that would be one.
Do you want to call sign in, or do you want me to talk to him, or how's it?
Well, I think that in order to keep, but I'd like to give you the straw. I think you want to tell him, I asked you about it, call my record, and then call him, which he did.
Yes, I'll be able to call very quickly.
At the present, you would help him to do the man. So in other words, he knows that you might say to you that I asked you to make a check for your recommendation, and that's what you're doing. You checked it around, Conley approves, Crack approves, and you recommended it. So I didn't then bring it in. I suppose you have a commitment to Crack, but I saw.
I think so. The king's dead, long live the king. Today is going to be the chairman, so
yeah, we're doing good. All right, and you bring in any time you want tomorrow. I'll send it. Let's get it done.
All right, fine.
So then you know, and then Dolly, how do you now, the main thing is we've got to be damned insistent on Ethan Scott to stand up to Arthur and kick him right in the nuts and money spot. You'll do that, but I think as chairman, you can do it more effectively than you could not as chairman.
Right.
And talking about, I'd like to get a good, I frankly think we need a money supply man on that council too.
We've heard that there's a strong money supply man.
I said too.
I think our deficiency on the council right now is in the, what economists call the price theory area.
Right. You can, I don't know what it is.
I think if you just said that you want to have a third
person. I'd like you to talk to George.
Go ahead.
Make it what? You say
that we need to get a third person named promptly, but you think you ought to work with me to develop
what particular way I'd like to have a third person participate in the report.
Right.
And I'd like for you and George to give me a reference to your name as quickly as you can.
Right.
Now, make it hard to get a man, if they take it on for a year and all that sort of thing.
We'll get a good man. Who are great admirers of what you've been doing. Even though most of them don't like the way Christ is, but that's
why they want to be playing. I don't like any better than
Well, the one thing that Milton wanted to register on me is he thinks that the way Christ controls, of course, are an abomination. He thinks that Luther will perform a great service by making it impossible for us to operate. But I
well,
don't
we
mean
have to go
to anything political solidifying
that. We have to go through the business. We're fighting our battles over time. Well, that's fine. So you can tell Stein that the deal was made and bring him in. And we'll have the, if you, I think you should also tell Conley that,
what Tommy said. He said he thinks he's fine. He made this Jewish point. And I checked with him again today, and he explicitly, I said, now I can record you as being in favor with the president. He said, absolutely, I think he's first class. So he's completely on board. I'll tell him that you concur in that before there's any announcement or anything, but he is totally
sure what I I'll try to think to mention. Maybe I'll mention to him let's raise it at the 10 o'clock meeting.
All right. Do you want me to talk with Stein in the morning before then or wait until afterwards? Okay. And then I'll try to get a little time on the calendar.
Oh, sure. In the afternoon, there's no problem.
It'd be good to do it tomorrow because then Stein can be working on names and we can work on them and hopefully
we'll have to say 2:30 in the afternoon tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you.
would you want to make an announcement tomorrow? The only reason I raise that is that things have a terrible way of leaking around this place.
Sir,
please.
Does he have a patch?
No. He doesn't have a patch, but he doesn't see out of the eye, but he's... He wouldn't know there was any change. Good humor. He's really quite a fine boss.
John, I wanted to check this with you before I got the call. George, I've asked him to have him check this CDA thing. I don't want the McCrackens getting out the leak for good, but as far as you're concerned, this is fine all right with you. I think he's the best way. You see, you get a new man and you have the difficulty is trying to have quit. That's the problem. But how do you feel about it? He's a strong guy.
Yeah.
to congratulate you on your win last night. I saw the first half, and I saw that field goal block, and then one extra point block, and another one apparently missed. I had asked you to run up that fantastic yardage. I didn't know what would happen. So I read in the paper you won. But you got a great, great running team there. And this kid can throw too, can he? This Barry.
Yeah.
But is it? Right. And second, I wanted to thank you for your wire that I got after my little confrontation with Mr. Meany. That was very thoughtful of you. Well, you know, sometimes you got to stand up on this thing. That's right. That's right. Well, I appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. You know, I was interested in the announcer of that Monday night game, which I think is a superb idea for the viewing audience, because that's about the best time I can look. But the announcer said that if you were to win, that puts a position for the second spot of the wild card in the West. Is that right? Are you in the same league, of course, with the Rams and the 49ers? Now, which one of them do you play in the next four games? Right. And, yeah. And neither Rams there. Your team is, I understand, you have three rookies. They're all young. The thing that impressed me about it was that fantastic running backs. You must have some awfully good, the unsung heroes, really, that I've always felt. You know, are that front line? I mean, your offensive linemen, are they pretty strong? Are they young guys? Yeah. But I'll tell you, the way they open the holes for those backs or something. Yeah. Well, anyway, I congratulate you and wish you well, except when you play the Redskins, and I got to beat the Redskins. What am I in the playoffs? You both went in. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
He's speaking at a World Affairs Conference in Wilmington, Delaware.
Yeah. Okay, you bring him in the morning. Right. And you can follow our same procedure for telling him before he comes in. That's what I'm going to tell him. He's expected to accept him. Okay.
Right, I will. And then I'll get Ron ready to announce it.
Ron, you announce at 11 o'clock. I couldn't agree more. I don't want to let it iron.
Very good.
Offering an amendment to our funds for the town of War operation.